Module 3. How can we make an agricultural environment safe and secure? Unit 5. Health and safety in agriculture. Activity 11.
Hi, everybody. Yesterday we talked about OSHA's approach to hazard identification, and we saw the three main steps, which basically include recognition of hazards, evaluation of hazards, and finally, control of hazards. Today, I would like to deal with farm risk and hazard classification. Hazards are classified either as extreme, high, moderate, or low hazard. The consequences of individual levels of hazards include death, disability, serious injury, and so on. As you can see in the chart, we have extreme risk. This risk demands that you act now. Stop the task until the hazard is controlled and the risk managed. This is followed by high risk. This risk demands that you act as soon as possible, ASAP. This means that you have to do something to manage the risks identified as soon as is practicable. A moderate risk demands that you plan to manage this risk or note down any suggestions on how these risks might be managed. Low risk is an indication that the risk is okay for the moment. Action demands that you review if any equipment, people, materials, or work methods need to be changed. Finally, okay or not applicable indicates that the risk situation is either non-existent or there is no foreseeable risk identified for now. There is a color code which identifies with the various degrees of risk shown on the chart. Extreme risk is red. High risk, orange. Moderate risk, yellow. And low risk, green. Now I would like you to do a very simple assignment on today's topic. John, could you hand out these worksheets, please?